John was the first one to notice, to know that it is the Lord. He was the one that used to lean on his bosom, as we read in chapter 13. The first one to recognize him. But then when Peter heard this, he put on his coat and he throws himself in the water. He swims to where the Lord is. He found out that this is the best place. In Matthew 14, when they were in the ship, the disciples, and the wind was contrary, and they were almost drowning, and the Lord comes walking on the water, and Peter says to him, "If it be thou, bid me come unto thee." And the Lord says, "Come." He discovered, or he knew, that the only safe place is where the Lord is. Not just the safest place, the only safe place. And here he jumps in the water and goes where the Lord is. And the rest of the disciples were occupied with the fishes. They brought the boat with the fish to where the Lord is. And then when the Lord says, bring of the fish that you caught, it says in verse 11, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153 fishes. Where did he get this power from? Just think of it. Dragging a net with 153 fishes. I think Brother Sam referred to Song of Songs. In chapter 8 it says, love is as great as death. Jealousy is as strong as the grave. It is the love that gives the strength to answer the command of the Lord, bring from the fishes. I remember when Jacob, when he went and sat on the well, and then Rachel came with the sheep, and he said, why don't you just water the sheep? He said, we just wait until the rest of the shepherds come, and we all push the stone and water the sheep. So he gets up and pushes the stone and waters the sheep of his uncle. It is clear that love is as strong as death. And you know, if we have love to the Lord, it would bridge all the obstacles to go to him. We would also realize that is the only safe place. The best place is to be where the Lord is. This gospel ends with this statement, it is the Lord. And we notice the progression in the ends of the gospel. Plus, each one ends with what suits the message of the gospel. In Matthew, the gospel of the king, it ends by him on the mountain and giving them the commandment. The king, mountain speaks of royalty, of majesty. In the gospel of Mark, it says these things followed the disciples and the Lord working with them. That's the gospel of the servant. In the gospel of Luke, which is, speaks of him as the priest, it says that he lifted up his arms and blessed them. And here the Son of God, it ends by, it is the Lord. Also, there's a progression in the ends of the Gospels. Matthew ends by his resurrection. No mention of the ascension. And just by way of remark, when he says to Mary, touch me not. At the end of Matthew 28 verse 9, when the women found him, they held him by the feet and worshipped him. He didn't say anything. He didn't say, touch me not. But again, it matches the subject of the gospel. You see, the Holy Spirit is not a historian. He's an editor. He puts in every gospel what suits the gospel. The gospel of Matthew, the gospel, a Jewish gospel, no ascension. Behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. He's going to come again to the earth and reign over them. So these Jewish people, he gives them the privilege of holding him by the hand and worshiping him. But in the Gospel of John, the heavenly gospel, as we mentioned, touch me not, I have not ascended to my Father. It's ascension, the heavenly one, the heavenly company, the church. So the verse that Sam mentioned earlier, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. If we have known Christ after the flesh, we know him now no more. The heavenly company. We worship him as he is ascended up in heaven. So Matthew ends by his resurrection, no ascension. In Mark, it ends by he ascended up on high and sat at the right hand of God. Ends by his ascension. In Luke, by the promise of the Holy Spirit, he tells them to remain in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. In John, by the promise of his coming. If I will that he would stay until I come, what is that to you? So we see the beautiful progression of the ends of the gospel. And it gives us to admire the word of God. There is no discrepancy when he says, touch me not. And in the Matthew, they did worship him. But on the contrary, we see the beauty of how the Holy Spirit had laid. It's a divine design.